It's Tuesday, July 22nd. Welcome to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. My name's Todd Stiles, one of the pastors at First Family Church. Really glad you're listening today. And I want to thank you for joining us. We take a look every week on the Extra Point Podcast back at the previous week's text or message. And this week, I want to do that by offering two tips for deeper selflessness. Now, for those who weren't there and may not have heard the message, the reason I'm suggesting these two tips for deeper selflessness is because we talked a good bit about serving others. In fact, that was the horizontal end game of God's work in our life. We saw that in the prayer that Paul prayed for the Thessalonian church. It's in chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. And in those verses, he does recount God's work for them, paints a picture of their timeline, their journey in God's work. And the last phrase, of course, is that all of God's work, it shows up in our works and words. And so that is really a horizontal aim, though most of the prayer is about a thankfulness for God's work. And so we simply said this, that he works in, we work out. We talked about how saved people serve people. But for any of that to happen, for that to take place, for that to be a lifestyle, there has to be a certain level of spirit-empowered selflessness, God-ordained, Christ-motivated selflessness. So on this episode today, let me offer two tips for deeper selflessness, two things that I think we can do by God's power and by His grace, through the Spirit's prompting and through the Spirit's discipline, two things we can do to help us think about selflessness more. These are practical ways to put others first, and one of them really is a vertical practice. You may call it a vertical discipline, but it will impact others as they listen to it. So let me just share two tips for deeper selflessness so that we can become more comfortable and regular with just thinking of others and taking less credit for ourselves, keeping ourselves out of the conversation, out of the limelight. Let's do all we can to think of others and, of course, to make sure God gets the glory. So here are those two tips. First of all, I would encourage everyone to develop a God-first testimony. In other words, make sure that when you are sharing your testimony, the story of how God saved you, you begin with God's name, not yours. Now, again, I don't have a verse to back this up, okay? I've not got an exact statement or declaration from Scripture that says you have to do this, but I will say to you, developing a testimony where the language is very vertical and starts with God does say a lot about what you believe. It really communicates that you know salvation is wholly and solely a work of God, that you will only boast in the Lord. And so I want to encourage you, begin your spiritual journey story, your testimony. Begin recounting God's work in your life with His name. For instance, I try to always do this, and I would encourage you to follow suit. Try to begin your testimony with these words: God saved me when, or something like this, God saved me at, and you can fill the details in then. You can tell the story, and I'm not saying you can never use, you know, the personal pronoun I. That's not my point. My point is to begin with the one who began it, and that's God. That's what the text told us in 2 Thessalonians. It was God who chose us for salvation through sanctification in the Spirit. When we heard the gospel and believed the truth, all those verses, they begin with God. I mentioned Sunday, and I'll say it again here. He's the author and finisher of our faith, the pioneer and perfecter of it. He's the one, Peter says, who caused us to be born again. And so I think it's very wise. I think it's very helpful, and it communicates a tremendous amount of implied theology when you begin your testimony with God's name. So instead of saying things like, I found God when, or something like, I decided to become a Christian when, here's a better idea. Just start your testimony with this phrase, God saved me when, and then recount your story. I think beginning with God is always the best place to start your testimony. The second tip for developing deeper selflessness is to seek to have you first conversations. And you might even say, seek to exhibit you first leadership. And here's what I mean by that. That's simply a commitment to starting and continuing your interactions with other people with a focus on the other person. You're going to keep your eyes and your words on them as best you can and focus on them and their situation. You're not going to try to hog the limelight or be the center of the conversation or monopolize all the time. Now, here are some ways and some hints to accomplish that, to see that you're developing or exhibiting you first leadership or you first conversations. I would encourage you to avoid beginning conversations with the word I. Admittedly, you'll use that, especially as the conversation goes on, but try to avoid beginning the conversation with I. That's just not a great first person personal pronoun. That's not a great one to begin with. Focus on them. When they respond and you're talking back and forth, just seek to clarify things they've said with phrases like, that was amazing, or interesting. Here, of course, you can use the word I to say things like, I didn't know that, or thank you for sharing that. Those kinds of comments, nothing wrong with using I there. Often that still keeps the attention upon maybe what they mentioned to you, what they're sharing, a story that they're recounting. The key, though, is to make sure that your posture, your language really focuses on them. Again, this is a way to develop deeper selflessness. And you're learning not to have to always talk about yourself or be the center of attention or the main topic in every conversation. So avoid the pronoun I in the beginning and seek to clarify, affirm, ask questions about what they said as it continues by using the second person personal pronoun. And in this kind of discipline or this kind of conversation, I will admit to you, sometimes continuing the conversation can be hard. And sometimes exiting these conversations can be hard. Just a couple of more hints here. I think continuing these conversations and continuing to be focused on the other person can be done well by redirection. In other words, you find a similar subject or topic and just ask a question that's related to it or connected to it, but not a completely different subject, or you're not necessarily changing direction in like a hard right turn or something. Things like, what other experiences have you had like that? Or how did that affect you? Something along those lines. I think those kinds of questions, again, can further a conversation, keep people engaged, and yet the topic and the point is not necessarily you, it's them. I think there are two ways you can exit these kind of conversations, not because you're frustrated or angry or you're mad, but just because sometimes conversations need to end. There are things to do, other people to meet. Maybe you've got a tight schedule. You've got to be somewhere. I think agreement is one way that you can just simply find an exit ramp. You can say, oh, yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you. You can say, that's very interesting. You know what? You make a great point. Things like appreciate that. Thanks for sharing that. So agreement and appreciation are two key words to keep in mind as you think about having you first conversations or exhibiting you first leadership, where the other person is the main focus. Now, here's what's interesting. When you meet someone who's also trying to do this, when their focus is you and your focus is them, it becomes a really fun conversation. Each of you are trying to learn more about the other person. You're trying to exhibit a level of selflessness, even in your words, in your conversation, and they are as well. That's really a great way to make a friend, to meet new people, and to learn more about people, to appreciate them. And so I just simply call this you first conversations or you first leadership. It's simply a commitment to starting and continuing your interactions with other people with a focus on the other person. And just being very content not to have the limelight on yourself, not to monopolize the conversation, but learning to simply engage in a conversation, ask questions, give answers, and hit the ping pong ball back to them, so to speak. That is how conversations work. Someone asks a question and we kind of answer it. We then return the ping pong ball with a question back. It's not meant to be a one question and someone kind of, you know, monopolizes or takes the ball and goes home, so to speak. That doesn't breed friendships. It doesn't breed closeness or the right kind of intimacy at all. It oftentimes drives people away. And sometimes those who don't have friends, sometimes those who feel like they don't have friends, sometimes those who find it hard to meet people really don't understand how to have a conversation, and especially a you first conversation, which is when you meet someone, when you're in an interaction, to be able to think, let's put them first. Let's hear about them. Let's see if I can ask questions, have a conversation that really focuses on them. And when you meet someone who's doing that in return to you, it is a fun conversation. And that's the kind of people you really enjoy being with. You first kind of people who exhibit you first leadership and have you first conversations. So two very practical ways to develop deeper selflessness. And as we develop deeper selflessness, I'm convinced serving others becomes a normal, regular part of our life. We don't feel put out, going out of our way. We don't feel like something's out of the ordinary because others matter on a regular, consistent basis. And I would encourage you, practice these two things. Develop a God-first testimony and develop and practice you-first conversations. In doing this, I think you'll discover there is the daily discipline of selflessness in these little areas, and it will begin to grow and bleed over into other areas of your life. And you'll find that serving others will be a normal, regular routine in your life. After all, this is one of the ways that we continue to grow into what we discussed Sunday, which was saved people serve people.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.